Well, we are glad you are here today. I want to especially thank our missionaries that have had to sit through three services. Thank you very, very much. And I know that's not an easy thing to do. It's taking up their whole morning, but I just want to thank them publicly for being with us. Today, I want to take a few moments to introduce and interview the chairman of our missions committee, Nick Henry, who's also our chief financial officer for our entire ministry here at Cross Point. That includes the Godparent Home Ministry, the Mansion Church, also New England Bible College and Seminary, Bangor Christian Schools, and the church as well. So very, very busy, a lot of work that he puts into and does a great, great job. He's also a certified public accountant, which I've always wanted to have somebody on our staff with those credentials, and God gave us that years ago. So I'm very, very thankful for that. Following interviewing Nick and talking to you about what our missions program is about, somewhat educational, then I'd like to share some questions with you today from a biblical perspective to kind of challenge all of us on why missions. You know, why do we take time every year to spend 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks to talk about sharing the gospel to the world? Well, we'll share some things that hopefully will just challenge you to think about that a little bit more. And then following that, we're going to introduce all our missionaries that are here today, and they'll come on the stage, and we're going to have a word of prayer for them that will conclude our service. And then on your way out this morning, if you would like to drop off your card, there is a card in front of you. If there's not a mission card in front of you, you can use a guest card. And all we want you to do is just write an amount per week that you want to do for this coming year. We don't want your name. It's confidential. It's between you and the Lord. And then you can make a decision of what works best for you and your family. So with that, that gives us a rundown. Why don't we welcome Nick Henry, the chairman of our missions committee. Come right up, Nick, if you would. All right. You're getting to be an old pro at this.
Last 10 minutes. That's what I promised you each service.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Well, we want to ask you some quick questions. And so do your very best to answer these questions for us.
No problem.
When we think of our missions, missionaries and committee and everything that's involved, one of the things that's really important to people is how many missionaries do we support, and then how many of those would be considered kind of overseas missionaries versus what we'd consider, you know, domestic or home missions?
So we currently, Cross Point Church, is supporting 42 missionaries or mission organizations in some capacity. 28 of those are what we would call international, and the other 14 would be domestic, mostly located in the state of Maine, serving Maine and mostly our local community.
When we think of the mission support, what we're going to ask people to pledge and to give this coming year, what does it take to pay these 42 missionaries?
So these 42 missionaries are supported monthly in various amounts. To provide all that support, it's $135,000. So we have already pledged, essentially, to all these missionaries, $135,000 that they are counting on to run their mission, eat, and do what they're being called to do.
So when we think about this $135,000, where does that money come from? Is it just the cards? Is it also general giving, combination of both?
So the church general budget fund does not provide any support to the missions program. 100% of the missions program is funded by the Faith Promise program that we're currently been promoting all this month, and is funded by the cards in front of you, where you would check a box and say, I'm going to pledge this next year to provide X amount of dollars per week to the missions program. All of those dollars go into a bucket that is for missions only, and that provides 100% of the support for our missionaries.
So if this $135,000 pays the missionaries, and we're going to see some of them this morning, but the budget really is beyond that, because the missions committee also makes decisions on other things, and those decisions can only be made if we're able to raise another $20,000 or $30,000. So what's part of that?
So yes, our goal is in the 160 to 180 per year mark, 100,000. And what else we're doing is the church sends one and or two adult trips overseas every year. So the missions dollars helps send a pastor to lead that team so it can be most effective, to organize the trips so we get the most out of those trips. So the missions dollars fund the travel for that pastor for one or two trips. It also funds the medicine, the construction material, the VBS supplies that go with those adult trips that happen twice per year. Also, the $135,000 covers just the base support for our missionaries. Missionaries, they all have special one-time needs that come up all year long. So money above the $135,000 helps fund some of those efforts that the team gets, evaluates, and then decides whether we are able to fund and choose to fund some of those special, what we call one-time requests.
So I guess the question needs to be asked. Let's say that $100,000 is pledged on the cards. So what would the mission committee do?
So initially, the missions committee would just pause and know that God is going to provide. And we would not cut support. We would not cut any missionaries. However, if that trend continued for year two, year three, tough decisions would then need to be made. Because again, the money that funds this program and all these missionaries is through that, what I call that bucket.
Only. Yeah. So there's the missions committee that makes decisions on who becomes a missionary at Cross Point, the amount of money that each individual missionary gets, and also the special need requests. So who are the people that make these decisions?
So there's a committee of 11 people currently. It's led by our missions pastor and current missionary, Pastor Gary Turgeon. Myself is on the committee. Terry Conley, who is a current missionary, is on the committee. Lori Fidler is on the committee. My wife, Margaret Henry, is on the committee. Kelly Young, Dr. Sarah Stewart, who I think has been on every church mission trip that you've ever offered, is on the committee. Lynn Estes, Scott Stewart, who's a past missionary, Judy Poplowski, and Carol Houghton, who we saw two or three weeks ago. And then also, we've recently added what we've called a team liaison, which was Jonah Purvis, who you just saw. We're trying to just better support the teens in their mission efforts. Pastor Kobe has a big vision and really wants to get the culture of the teens ingrained to mission. So one of the kind of things we're doing is we've added this liaison position to kind of just help with that effort.
Now, when we think of the missions money that comes in through pledge cards that people are going to pledge and they give, Crosspoint is doing a lot of other kinds of missions. So that's just a small amount that people actually give to missions.
So yes, we're just kind of a tip of the iceberg is this mission program we just talked about, the $150,000, $160,000, $180,000 we just talked about, the 42 missionaries. Crosspoint is also giving annually to the tune of $200,000 to $250,000 to mission type efforts. So what this would be is people from Crosspoint that would designate a gift specifically to another mission organization. Could be the Shepherd's Godparent Home, it could be the Mansion Church, it could be the school, it could be an international missionary. This is money that Crosspoint people specifically say, I want this $50 to go to this specific mission. This is completely outside the missions program we're talking about. The church just functions kind of as a conduit for that money, take it in, and kind of spit it out to the mission organization. So there's another 100,000+ there. Plus, teens go on an annual mission trip, and the adults are doing two annual mission trips. All that money raised for those trips, we consider part of our mission effort and us taking the gospel all over the world. So that's to the tune of another $50,000 up to $100,000. The kids program, Pastor Gary's our children's pastor. Our missions pastor, the kids always have a missions project going on. He raises anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 a year through the kids on a mission type effort. Could be a well in Africa, could be kids school supplies in Nepal, could be meals in Haiti, could be Brazil summer camps. So he's always got something going on. So when we add up all that money, it's another $200,000 to $250,000.
Well, speaking of Brazil, we just recently went to Brazil, as you know, Nick, and I forget how many people went with me on that trip. We had a great time. And the fascinating thing about it is we really fell in love with this group of people. And they have a camp up in the mountains where they live, where their ministry is. And it's a beautiful camp. It's way away from the city. And every year they have a couple of camps. They bring teenagers in. And they asked us if we could help with bringing kids in. And they can hold 100 kids. So through Pastor Gary's effort, the children's ministry, we were able to raise all the money to bring 100 teenagers to camp this coming February in Brazil, which is awesome. Yeah, it's really great. And the other thing that's even more exciting is they had called Gary and I. Actually, they emailed us and said, hey, we need a speaker from the camp. Can one of you two come? No, we can't come. In February, Gary and I will be in Nepal with OTAN teaching pastors. But I had this vision, not a real vision, but I had this idea. Who could we send to Brazil to do this camp for 3 or 4 days and teach teenagers? And two people popped up in my brain, Pastor Kobe and Pastor Adam. So two things are accomplished. Number one, they're out of our hair for a week.
Yep. Staff morale's higher.
Staff morale's higher. Yep. And number two, Crosspoint not only funded the camp, but now we're sending our two young pastors to go actually teach and preach during the camp. So that's just absolutely awesome in Brazil. So they're excited about it. Yeah, give them a round of applause. It's really good. So they're very excited to go, and we're very excited for them to be able to go. And it's really a great opportunity for them to go do that, which is absolutely awesome. Also, when we think about other endeavors, you know, that we do, we think of the Mansion Church. Had a couple of families that came together. They bought the building. They renovated the building. Somebody recently helped with the re-siting of the building. And the total cost of all of those things, the building purchase and renovation, was about $150,000. It was $90,000 to site it. Yep. So that's an extra $200,000 in round figures, $50,000 just for that church downtown.
Yeah. Through Crosspoint.
Through Crosspoint.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is we're able to minister to five populations. People on the street, drug addicts, alcoholics, homeless people, prostitutes, people coming out of jail. Those are the people that we minister to. And Pastor Terry is down there now. They have services this morning. He wasn't able to come at the 9:30 or this one, but he was here at 8 o'clock. They have a morning and evening service. They give food, lunch and dinner after those services. Also, starting November 1st, tell them what the mansion does.
So starting November 1st through March 31st, every night will be open as a warming center from 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. every night, providing services to anywhere from 20 to 30 people on the street.
They need a place to get out of the cold.
Yeah.
And right now they're partnering with Manna, and you're still there, as I think, Bill, and helping to feed people every night, which is awesome. So it's just a really great ministry to reach people in the city that find themselves in a very, very difficult place. And that's all part of people at Crosspoint giving.
Yes, absolutely, a big part.
And then a few years ago, we had a gentleman that was in one of our services who heard one of the ladies that was at the godparent home where Barb and Ed serve, and he was really moved by her testimony, and he called, and Barb had mentioned this to me earlier, but there was a home that was for sale next to the godparent home, and make a long story short, he ended up buying it and giving it to the church, and we just praise the Lord for that, and now we have two of those homes to serve pregnant girls, pregnant ladies, moms that already have kids but find themselves either on the street or in an abusive situation, and we're able to take them in as well. So it's just amazing when you think of the missions amount of money that people have given through Crosspoint Church. It's huge.
Local and abroad. It's all over.
Yeah, it's all over. So thank all of you that play a part. Mm-hmm. But today, as you leave, if you'd like to drop a card in one of the plates as you leave, and then over the next 2 or 3 weeks, you guys will take all the cards and then you'll build your budget.
That's how we do it.
And that's the way it works. So there's no pressure, no manipulation. You just do whatever you feel God wants you to do, and that's what we run with.
That's what we go with.
So Nick, thank you for your work as our CFO and also our chair of our missions committee and all three services. You did a fantastic job. All right, let's give Nick a hand as he leaves. All right. We've had a great time this week kind of teasing Nick, him being up here speaking, and I think he lost probably 5 pounds just in stress. But I thought he did a great job, all three services. Well, quickly, before we bring our missionaries up, I just want to challenge you with 5 quick questions. But before we do that, I just want to read an introductory verse. Jesus came from heaven to earth. Why did he come? He came to take upon flesh, to be born as a man, to live a perfect life, go to a cross, give his life. And if we put our faith and trust in him, the Bible says that we will live forever. And here are the verses. Being found in appearance as a man, speaking of Jesus, notice he humbled himself. How did he do that? He became a man. And in becoming a man, he became obedient all the way to death, to the cross. For this reason, also God highly exalted him, that's God the Father, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every person, think about that, every person, everyone is going to bow. Every knee is going to bow of those that are in heaven and on earth, and every tongue, not may, not might, but will confess that Jesus Christ is what, church? He's Lord. To the glory of God and the Father. So we find here that God, Jesus Christ, came for you and for me. So a few questions to think about, but before we get there, I wanted to show you these statistics that are riveting. We don't think about this very often, but about every 2 seconds, someone passes away. They slip off into eternity. Think about that, the number of seconds that it's been just in this service since 11 o'clock. Every minute, about 100 people pass away. Every hour, about 6,500 people pass away. So in this service, this hour service, somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 people will slip off into eternity. On Sunday, today, 150,000 to 160,000 people will pass away. One day. And then somewhere between 50 and 60 million people this year will slip off into eternity. Amazing statistics when you stop and kind of let that resonate. So why do we have missions? Well, we believe at Crosspoint that when people pass away, they go to one or two places for all eternity. And our goal is to give people the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's our goal. Because we believe the Bible teaches unequivocally that Jesus is God, that he loves us, he wants to spend eternity with us, and he came to give his life that we might have eternal life. So just a few things before we close. Here's 5 quick questions. What do you believe about Jesus? Do you believe he was just a prophet, just a man? Or do you believe he was God in the flesh? Matthew chapter 16, he said to them, Jesus said, but who do you guys say that I am? As he spoke to his disciples, who do you guys think that I am? Well, Peter was the one that seemed to do a lot of the talking for the disciples. You know, there's always that one. And he said, you are the Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. It also means the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now, why would Peter say that? Why would the disciples believe that? Because they lived in the midst of watching Jesus do miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. You know, if you were with somebody for an extended period of time and you saw them walk on water, you saw them literally change weather, storms, wind, waves. You saw them bring people back from the dead. You saw them heal limbs, restore people with horrific physical challenges every day. I think you would be with Peter and say, you know what? You're just not a prophet. You're just not a man. You're God. And you are God's son, which means you are one with God. So the question is, do you believe that about Jesus? If you do, then we would want you to help us to tell the world about that. Another question is, do I believe in heaven? I think this is easier. I think a lot of people say, well, I don't know if there's really a heaven, like, you know, we're all going to live life together, but I believe there's something out there where it's going to be nicer than here. Jesus said here, notice, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. You may have a version that says mansions. You might have a version that says rooms. But the point is, notice what Jesus said. There is a place. And he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to prepare a place for you. So we have to ask the question, if Jesus is God, and if he said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you, you'd have to believe that's true, because if Jesus is God, God doesn't sin, God doesn't lie. So the conclusion is that what Jesus said is true. Well, if there's a heaven, what's the opposite? Yeah, I just went to the eye doctor a few weeks ago, and you know, you've been to the eye doctor, I think, and they said, number one, number two, number one, or number two. We don't like to talk about this part because, you know, this is uncomfortable. But why did Jesus come? He came to give us an opportunity to get to heaven because he doesn't want anybody to go where? To hell. Jesus spoke most about this topic than he did heaven. And here in John chapter 3, Jesus is talking to an individual, a priest actually, a Jewish priest, and he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, which is heaven. Question four, does Christianity really matter? Does it really matter if you trust Christ? Well, I think it matters. It not only matters where you're going to spend eternity, but I think it matters also as you live your daily life. It drives our worldview. How do we see the world? How do we interpret things in the world? You know, how does it help us treat our neighbor? How does it help us to make decisions about life and death and about our finances and about friendships and about how we treat our spouses and how we raise our kids? That's all encompassed. Church, Christianity does matter. And here's one way and one how it matters is this. God created every single person, which means that every single person has value. Did you know that you are extremely valuable? Why? Because you are a creation of God. Think about that. And God loved you so much that he came and gave his life for you. That's an amazing, amazing thing to think about. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new person. The old things are passed away. Everything has become new. And then we have to answer one more question. Can God use me? Yeah, he can. You say, Jerry, you don't know how bad I am. You don't know how bad and the things I've done. Well, the good news is God forgives all of that. Amen, church? It doesn't matter what you've done. It's where you're going. You know, as I said the previous couple of, you know, services this morning, will the real person that's perfect please stand up? No perfect people. Now, I've never met anybody that said I'm perfect. We're all imperfect. We've all lied. We've all cheated. It is true, I know, some are more gifted at it than others. But we've all been there. We're all sinners. And the word sinner means we've missed the mark. We've missed that mark of perfection. That's why Jesus came, because when we pass away, we're not good enough to get into heaven, because heaven is a perfect place. And so Jesus said, put your faith and trust in me because I am perfect. And God the Father will open the doors for you. And I'm so glad that he does, aren't you? Well, what is today about? Really three things we think about missions. First of all is making a pledge. We've talked about that. Prayer. This coming Thursday in the newsletter, Nick is going to put together all our missionaries and where they serve, and we're going to put that in Thursday's newsletter. And we want you to take that newsletter. If you want to print it off, that'd be great. And you can pray for our missionaries. That'd be wonderful to pray for our missionaries. and then going. Maybe God is leading in your life to go to serve Him in some capacity in missions. And there are so many opportunities now in missions. If you have any questions about where or what you could do in missions, please talk to us. And notice what Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to how many creatures? Every creature. And the creature represents an individual human being. It could be you're here today and you don't know Christ. If you died today, you'd have no idea where you would spend eternity. Everyone here that knows Christ was there at one time in their life. I was there until people knocked on my door as a 12-year-old boy and shared the gospel. And I remember the pastor saying, would you like to go to heaven? I said, yeah, but I don't know how. And he went through a simple plan, just like I've done this morning, and said, Jerry, are you a sinner? Well, that was obvious, yes. Would you like to spend eternity in heaven? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? Yes. And he simply prayed, and I followed his prayer, something similar to this, not exactly, but similar. And you know what I recognized soon? Christianity matters. Because it changed the course of my life. And I believed it. And since that time, I've done my best in my failings to trust God. So we love you enough today to be honest and tell you the truth. There's a God who loves you and wants to spend eternity with you. You know, your work associate may not. Maybe a church member doesn't want to spend eternity with you. Oh my goodness, they'll drive me crazy for all eternity, right? But here's the good news. Jesus does. And I'm glad that he does for sure. Amen, church. Well, I'm going to introduce our missionaries. We're going to have a word of prayer. Then we're going to go home. We're going to enjoy our Sunday afternoon. So, following missionaries, if I don't read your name, please jump up. Just don't sit there because I've been prone to make an error on occasion. All right. Carol Conley and Terry, if they are still here, come right ahead. Carol is the executive director of the Christian Civic League of Maine. You don't see Carol at the 11 o'clock service. Carol was the former principal Bangor Christian, also our former music director here at Cross Point for how many years?
Eight years.
And still leads music and sings at our 8 o'clock service when he is able, because he travels a lot, he's in a lot of churches, and I love to hear him sing. And Terry plays the piano, and they do a great job. Sandy Thomas is with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm a big sports guy. I remember going down to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp one time with a baseball camp. Where are those camps? Pennsylvania, where are those?
Kutztown,
yeah, university. That was really fun. And so that was awesome. So I appreciate as she deals with young people and athletes. And then we've got Ted and Anna. There they are. This is the Robinsons, and they're with Free Indeed Ministries. And they primarily, but not exclusively, deal with people that have some form of sexual addiction. But what's good about it is they also help the spouses and partners of those individuals as well, and families. And so we appreciate all that they do. And Ted, we're especially thankful for what God did in your life. And we praise the Lord for that. And just brought him out of that, as he has shared publicly before. And we're glad that they are serving in that capacity. Barb and Ed Ford, a Shepherd Godparent Home, they really have a heart for women in crisis. Yeah, give them applause. Their fan club is here. The girls are here.
And the girls are here.
They are here. And the girls come to Cross Point. They also go to a lot of churches with Barb and Ed because a lot of Sundays they're not here. And I like it when they're not here. Now, let me explain that. I like it when they're not here because that means they're sharing their ministry in a church, and that's awesome. So when they're not here, I go, good, somebody is hearing about the Godparent Home and what we can do to help ladies and babies. Then the Reeds are here. I think there they are. Doug and Allison, they took over Haitian Ministries from the Brochus, and we are so thankful that God found a couple and that they surrendered to do that ministry. That is a great ministry, and I've had the privilege to go to Haiti a couple of times. Haiti is in a difficult place these days, a very difficult place. So just pray for them as they travel to Haiti, as they do the ministry in Haiti. It's very, very important. They do medical work, the pastor training, and so forth. Dave and Esther up at Living Waters, the Marads, and of course, that's a camp that our church generally is very familiar with. Goes back to Wendell Calder and Mr. Black, and now we have a new couple leading that ministry. We're very thankful for them, glad that they could be here. I know a lot of our families at Cross Point over the years are involved in going to that camp in the summer, or sending their kids, or volunteering up there all summer. Some of our ladies are up there all summer working in the kitchen and doing different things, and some do coaching. So that's a great ministry as well. So we've got Tom Obey with Radio Lighthouse Ministry. I just kind of still see it as WHCF. We've kind of just always used it at WHCF and Solution FM. And we're glad that he is with us today. They are going to be starting their fundraiser tomorrow morning. So we're going to especially pray for them as we all our missionaries. And then the MacArthurs are here as well. We've got Arthur and Eloise. And Arthur is with Outreach to Asian Nationals. They live in Maine, and he is ministering in the country of Laos. In fact, he just got back from Laos, training pastors. In fact, as I'm still the director of training, and so I write curriculum, I find people to write curriculum courses to teach overseas, and they just finished a course on a seminar with pastors and wives, which was written by that man on the front row's wife. Diane Boldick wrote that course, which you used over there, and from everything I've heard, the pastors and wives really enjoyed that particular marriage seminar. He brought couples in and for a few days did that, and that's absolutely wonderful. And I was originally scheduled to go and teach with Arthur, but the last few months my life has changed a little bit, so I just thought it would best not to do that at this time. But in the future, we're going, and I'm looking forward to going with you on your next trip sometime, probably next spring, winter, whenever that might be. And then we have the brand new principal at Bangor Christian Schools. Come right ahead, Angela. Angela Brown is the new principal at Bangor Christian Schools, and she is a very, very busy person, so come right ahead, Angela. It's probably the first time many people have actually seen you, but you can see her around here Monday through Friday at BCS. So I don't want to forget, yes, Bill Ray, come right ahead. Bill Ray is with Manna. Bill said he's been with Manna 33 years. I teased him last service. I said I knew him in that ministry when he had dark hair. And so that means that you've been serving the Lord a long time. And Tom, you've been with the radio for 40 years. 37. So a long, long time. And you're new at Living Waters. Haitian Ministries new. Godparent Home since? 20 years. Godparent Home, Ted, how many years?
Almost 10.
Sandra? 11? 13 with the Civic League. Wow. Praise the Lord for faithfulness. Amen? It's wonderful. Yeah, give him a round of applause. Yeah. And Bill, you just wanted to just give a thank you on behalf of the missionaries here today.
We, all of us, the missionary field, would like to thank you all for keep making it so we can have a day and that we can have our missions that we were doing. Sometimes you don't understand that being on the front line, it's not if we're going to get attacked, it's when we're going to get attacked. And your prayers and this support today gives us a feeling that we're not alone. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, Bill. Thank you so very much. Well, obviously, these are not all 43 missionaries or 42 missionaries we support, but these are a lot of our local missionaries that we want, that we will continue to support, and we're very proud of everything that they do. They'll be around afterwards if you'd like to talk to them. But why don't we all stand as we're dismissed this morning? Let's pray for WHCF, then pray for all of our missionaries on your way out. If you'd like to drop your card in one of those plates, or maybe you're not ready yet, you're still praying, that's fine. You can drop it in over the next 2 or 3 weeks. You can email it in to Nick. Whatever you want to do is fine. We just would love you to play some part in supporting our missionaries. Well, I hope today has been educational and challenging And hopefully as you leave today, you'll say, okay, now I have a better understanding of how things work. If you have more questions, Nick will be around. He can answer any questions that you might have. You know, it's always good to be in God's house, isn't it? And we just praise the Lord for health, another day of life to serve Him. So let's pray together, and then we'll be dismissed. And after I say amen, if you could just wait literally maybe 30 seconds, and that way these folks can get down and get to their tables, and that way when you leave, you can stop by and spend maybe a time with them if you have opportunity to do so. So God, as we close our service today, we're thankful for WHCF, for Christian Radio, for 105.7, for all of the years that you've allowed them to be on the air. And God, as Brother Tom tomorrow begins another year of fundraising, we just pray, God, that you would meet the needs. Might you prepare hearts even now. And Lord, we pray that that would be successful once again this year. Be with the staff. It seems like when they have these fundraisers, staff get sick. They have problem with their voices. But God, we would ask that you would protect them and watch over them beginning tomorrow morning. And Lord, for the rest of the missionaries on the platform today, we just want to honor them. We thank them for the call in their life and that they heeded that call. And we just pray, God, that you'd protect them, be with their families, be with their health, be with their supporters other than Crosspoint. Lord, just watch over them and give them strength and encouragement. And Lord, I'm sure there are days when they say, I've had it. I'm all done. I can't do this anymore. God, give them the strength to carry on and continue to be faithful. So Lord, we're grateful today for all that you do in our lives. Lord, help us as members of Crosspoint to be found faithful every day as well. And God, we do pray that over the next month as we collect these pledges, that it would be enough to meet the needs of not only these missionaries, but God, that we'd be able to do some of those other things that are in the budget, that we might remain strong. And God, help us never to forget that you came as the first missionary to give your life for us. Lord, might we be willing to support those that are willing to go around the world to share the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, and that he died and rose again because he loved us and gave his life for us. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.